Has the debate now moved on for the Labour Party in Scotland in terms of devolution? One of the suggestions and that we've heard is that it needs to accept independence as a viable option, and that's the only way that ultimately the party will regain its fortunes.
Well, that would just be really cutting your throat to, to try and feed yourself, because I mean, the party stands firmly as a unionist party, firmly believes in the United Kingdom, won that argument. All the arguments are still there proving that economics of independence would be a disaster. So we certainly can't adopt that. We must stick to being a unionist party. And the wheel will turn on that. I mean, it's just that at the moment we've got a Teflon-covered SNP and Scottish government that appears to be able to do no wrong. Does a lot of wrong. Shambles in the health service, police running amok, the education debate we've seen yesterday, a lot of failures of the SNP government.
But that's not the way the public views.
Nothing sticks.
That's your view.
Absolutely. Nothing sticks. They can get away with all of these things and people still fall over themselves to vote for them. That's why I think it's an irrational kind of voting. And until voters come to their sense and actually look at the arguments again and appreciate them, the Labour Party is going to have a very, very tough time in Scotland.